When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour 2, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. C-Note's coming up at 3:20. We got a Dalvin Cook update. I'll get you some Dallas Stars in there as well. Okay, right now it's time for the NFL News of the Day, and here he is, Zach.
Cowboys did make the official move earlier today, which we knew was coming, but they did put DeMarcus Lawrence on IR for the Liz Frank injury. Does not need surgery, which is good news. And if you missed it, we highlighted it at the beginning of the show, but former defensive end of the Washington Commanders and Cincinnati Bengals, most recently on their practice squad, KJ Henry, has signed with the Cowboys. So trying to add some more depth there. Brian had a great breakdown about him during Krusty's Corner yesterday, and we'll get more Krusty's Corner coming up in about 40 minutes. But last night, my gosh, tremendous Monday Night Football game. One of them was good. The other doubleheader, not good. The Dolphins and Titans game, although Tony Pollard did have himself a decent game. Will Levis got hurt. Mason Rudolph comes in, gets the win. But this Dolphins offense just looks completely inept. Mike McDaniel afterwards, as they have fallen to 1-3. They have technically not led for a single second because when they beat the Jags week one, it was on a field goal.
Walk off.
As time expired. So they now rank 26th in yards. They're 32nd in points so far this season. Last year at this time, of course, they were second in points. They were third in terms of longest drives in the National Football League. Without Tua, this offense is a shell of itself. Everything is on the table, says Mike McDaniel. But right now, as much as I've been a Mike McDaniel fan, big fan of his offense, he's got to figure this out, man.
Well, you know, I think no matter how good the scheme is, if you don't have guys capable of making the blocks or a decision maker, a quarterback of running it, it doesn't matter, you know. And you know, I think right now you're looking at an appreciation for Tua, and it's just one of the sad things of his career, you know, that he can't stay healthy. But ultimately, the Dolphins are serving their penance for not obeying the sports injury gods, you know, and that might have been the biggest disobeying that we've seen since the Mavs traded all that for Porzingis.
You would think a team, in last year, you know, thankfully Tua was healthy for the majority, if not all of the season, but they should have prioritized backup quarterback, maybe more so than any team in the NFL. When you look at the injury history that Tua has had, even dating back to college, and they did not do that. And that is something that they're living with now in a terrible, terrible way. They bring in Tyler Huntley. He didn't do well. Skylar Thompson. I mean, I don't know how you can go into a season thinking Skylar Thompson is a backup quarterback for us that can win us a game. He can't. So, I mean, Mike McDaniel, I think the frustration that I've read about Dolphin fans is he doesn't really change anything with his play calling and the way the offense runs when Tua is out. They have a good running scheme.
That's kind of all he knows.
Yeah, but you've got a good running scheme, right?
No, that's what
you've still
saying.
Got your run, like Achan's still there.
Yeah.
I get Raheem Mostert's been out. Jeff Wilson got hurt pregame warmups, but they drafted Jalen Wright, who's very capable. Mm-hmm. run the football more. Yeah. And you haven't really seen any type of tweaks. I mean, I think what makes most of the coaches and sets apart the good ones from the great ones is when you're injured, how are you able to problem solve?
I think you hit the nail on the head. The problem is the quarterback.
Yeah.
They thought that sometimes coaches just believe that they can, you know, hey, we could take this guy, we'll be just fine. Skylar Thompson can't play. Tyler Huntley can't play. You know, you look at your situations, and when you have a quarterback that has fragile health like Tua, that would have been the first damn thing I would have done. Like, how do I go get a quarterback that can play in my system and then can, you know, that we could maybe win games with? They can't win games with any of these guys. Tim Bad. Boyle, throw him in there too. All yeah. three of their quarterbacks they can't win games with. So I you know, you're right, Dawson. You kind of get what you deserve. You know, if you go in, it's like, what did Jerry told us at the Senior Bowl? Hey, got to stop the run and got to run the ball better. They haven't done either one.
Yeah.
Heed your words.
But I kind of get your point, Woolchuck. I mean, he's a young guy. He's gotten a lot of credit for the scheme that he runs. And with a quality quarterback or somebody competent, he can do wonders. But it's a far cry from like where Art Briles would be. Like, oh, my quarterback's down. I'm going to install a running offense this week. You know, I think there's probably a lot for Mike to learn here.
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive watching what Green Bay did for 2 weeks. Like, they had a quarterback they didn't believe in terms of Malik Willis' ability to really run the offense, but what they do, they played to his strengths, and they found a way to get two wins.
Well, that's Cowboys that done it
with
Cooper Rush.
They did, and like, the Cowboys had a defense that was playing at an extremely high level. Miami does not have that, so I understand, but
yeah.
I mean, they have not been competitive for the last three games, and they've got to figure something out there, because, I mean, I don't know. Like, what is the future? Like, I know he wants to come back and play week 8, but I think that's a big question mark moving forward. They're a quarterback now. So this is something they're probably going to be dealing with. Now, on the other side, Titans get a win, but Ryan Callahan saying Will Levis, who didn't play well, then gets hurt, is still going to be their quarterback one. I mean, they're committed to Will Levis, but this is going to be with Brian Callahan and the Titans. They get their first win of the season. Mason Rudolph didn't exactly look great. He goes 9 of 17 for 85 yards in his Titans debut. But that's kind of a mess with their quarterback situation in Tennessee. What's not a mess is what the Lions are doing. Holy moly.
That's what contention looks like.
Wow. I mean, both those offenses were humming. Seattle and Detroit. I mean, you had Geno who was spinning it. They were running the football really well there in Seattle. But Jared Goff was perfect. Most attempts in an NFL game without an incompletion. 18 for 18 was Jared Goff last night as he makes NFL history. 2 touchdowns, also received a touchdown. Believe it or not, though, he did not get the game ball. What the hell happened here, man, Campbell?
Yeah, well, I just gave the game ball to somebody else, so I feel awful right now. I knew he played a heck of a game. I did not realize he was perfect. I did not know he was literally 18 for 18. But I knew he played really well. You could feel it. And
he was brilliant.
And this game should have been closer. The penalty with like 9 minutes to go on Charbonneau. Yeah. The Seahawks are driving. They got a 4th and 3rd converted, and an inconsequential flag forces them to punt at midfield instead of having like a 1st down on the 30. And that was where it really got locked in for the Lions. Just a really unfortunate. And they, you know, Detroit goes down and scores a touchdown right there to make it like a 15-point game or whatever it was. 42-27, I think, at that point.
Yeah, and Geno was hot after that penalty.
Yeah. I mean, Geno looks good, too.
Yeah, Geno's playing well.
Yeah. I would not be in a hurry to replace him.
In fact, and this is one that maybe I'm going to regret. I'm going to end up having to do a bet payoff. It's weird. You got Giants long week. They get the mini bye. Seattle's going to have a short week. But I'm locking in my survivor pick this week, Seattle at home against the Giants.
You're just betting against the Giants every week now, aren't you?
Going to do that. I'm going to lean against the Giants here. But Seattle looked pretty good. I was impressed. I think they can run the football really, really well, even if for some reason Geno is not playing great. Now, The big news we've got today with Davante Adams, the report is coming out of Vegas and some of their beat reporters that a league source with knowledge of the situation confirmed that the Raiders are growing open to the idea of trading Davante Adams. The club has begun reaching out to teams to kind of gauge interest on the veteran wide receiver. So Antonio Pierce was caught liking a "Don't be surprised if Devontae Adams has already played his last snap with the Raiders," according to Michael Fabiano of Sports Illustrated.
Liked by
Antonio Pierce, the head coach. So Devontae Adams has a weekly visit on Tuesdays with Kay Adams on her Up and Adams show, and Kay asked Devontae, "Did Coach Pierce reach out to you? Have you guys talked at all since then?"
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. I haven't talked to him. So I don't know. I don't really know exactly what that was about. Obviously, I got, you know, social media is a beast, so it's a lot of people out there that saw it and wondering what's going on and people reaching out. And yeah, I haven't spoke to him.
I'm surprised by that. I would think he'd hate. Okay. Well, I would think he'd. I mean, you work together every day, so if that, I would say, right. Oh shoot, I accidentally hit that. I unliked it. Now it's this huge story. Is that just kind of like what the dynamic is? That's not something that you want to hear from him?
Honestly, it's hard to comment on. I'm sure you would imagine as such, but it's one of those situations where I just keep my head down and keep doing my thing and let the chips fall where they may as it pertains to that. But I haven't, there's been no communication with anybody from the team since that became a thing.
The Raiders fans that like their guy Pierce are saying, you know, Adams has been a drama queen. He's tough to have in your locker room. And if that's the case, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if a head coach in a moment of frustration, you know, maybe venting a little bit, hit the like button intentionally on something, thinking, you know, no one's really going to track this thing down, but they will, you know. And it's crazy. I think, you know, if you have a bad team, though, and your best player isn't happy there, it's a no-brainer to move on from this situation. If you're the Raiders GM right now, you're trying to keep this story as quiet as possible so you can recoup as much value as you can possibly from Adams. You don't want this to look like a fire sale. But your head coach did you really no favors there.
No. Do you think he runs his own account?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
I wonder how many players and coaches run their own.
There's no advantage to what he just did.
No.
There's none. And you've only created more problems. And I wonder if somebody in the social department with the Raiders is getting their ass ripped right now about it. Mm. You know, like, well, why, you know, and you know, if he would come out and say, if somebody would ask him, like, did you like that? And I guarantee you, somebody's going to get thrown under the bus. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to no comment this thing.
Well, they should have, to your point, they should have said, oh, he doesn't run his own account.
Yeah.
You know, it's all promotional. But I would imagine from this point forward, if I'm Antonio Pierce, I don't want to run my own account. I'm like, I'm done with social media, dude. That's a mess.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where Devontae Adams ends up moving. I know, you know, inevitably you're going to have Cowboy fans that wonder. I've already been tagged and asked, like, hey, what do you think about Devontae Adams? If there's a splash move the Cowboys like to make, it's going trading for receivers. We've seen that several times. Devontae Adams is way too expensive. And at 31 years old, I don't think that there's
not enough upside in there, not enough reality in there.
No.
And I don't think he'd fix the Cowboys offense. He would just be super covered.
I don't either. Yeah, I mean, would you trust them right now to even use a player of that caliber correctly? I don't know. I don't think they're using Brandon Cooks correctly right now. I hope that Brandon Cooks continues to improve as the season goes on. We don't have any official news yet of an ACL tear when it comes to Rashee Rice. He is going to require more tests.
They're waiting for the swelling to go down.
Yeah, which, I remember that happened with Michael Gallup. Like, yeah. It took Gallup, I think, like a month or two after the injury before he even had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still uncertain over the extent of the injury, but certainly that's a team. I know that's in
the division. The trainers know, though. They isolate that joint and then move the shin around.
They can tell.
And they know within like a minute, as soon as the trainer dude gets out there, the MRI is just going to tell you how bad it is.
Yeah. But the swelling would be a problem, too, when they want to do surgery.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
So they don't know for sure, what exactly is the diagnosis. But I would say the safe assumption is he's done for the season. So we'll have to see what the Chiefs end up doing. Now, Hassan Reddick's still out there. He's still holding out. He's losing a bunch of money with the New York Jets because he doesn't want to play for them. We did see Ian Rappaport say, and Hassan Reddick had come out and was like, I'd like to just go back to the Eagles at this point. I don't want to be here. Trade me back.
They can't trade him back.
Can't do it. Per NFL rules, it's not possible. Teams can't trade a player, then reacquire him via trade until 2 years elapse. So Reddick cannot go back to filthy on a deal. So if Hassan Reddick wants to move, it won't be going back to the Eagles. However, I will say you're on year three now since the Cowboys traded Amari Cooper to Cleveland. I don't think that happens either. Nope. I think there's bad blood there, but you technically would be allowed to get around that rule if you wanted to acquire Amari Cooper back from the Cleveland Browns.
You can't do it within the same calendar year, right?
Two years. What Ian Rappaport said. Did you guys see Chase Brown, running back of the Bengals, walking off the field, and you had a Carolina fan dumping a drink on him as
didn't see that one.
Heading into the locker room. Now, I mean, I guess that there's already been a precedent set that this is okay because you've got the owner of the Panthers.
He'll throw drinks on fans people. All the time.
So you can't really blame the fans there for thinking like, oh, this is cool. Chase Brown said, I was walking in, felt the liquid or whatever that was. And then when I saw the video back, I'm like, damn, that really happened. So the NFL is looking into this incident. Maybe if they find out who the fan is, that fan ends up getting banned.
Yeah.
But
you're not welcome around here.
We just don't need to be doing that stuff. I mean, the fights that are going down at these stadiums, it's insane. Every Wallace. Week we're seeing them, and now we're getting
How
drinks.
Hard is it to find the fan at Carolina? He might be the only dude throwing a beer on somebody,
Yeah,
right?
They do have very, very cheap tickets. They do there in Carolina. And then finally here, NFL News of the Day, that ex-Jags employee who was in prison
gambler?
For stealing $22 million from the team is now suing FanDuel for $250 million. I don't know what the hell is going on, and he thinks he's going to win this, but he's suing for 10 times the amount, and it's Amit Patel is his name. He stole from the Jags over the course of 4 years before his scheme blew up in his face, and now
Maybe
he's in jail.
He should have been better gambling.
He's in jail and suing back?
He's suing back. He's in jail. He's been sentenced to 6.5 years in prison after he pled guilty to theft over the
summer. Got a lot of time in
summer.
His hand to think these things out.
Jags sued him.
We're in the Like the Law library.
So now he's putting his own $250 million
this was entrapment
lawsuit.
And yeah. Character assassination.
Yeah. Well, the lawsuit claims that he was intentionally targeted and preyed upon.
Yeah.
Why?
They dangled millions and millions of dollars and put me in charge of it, knowing my greed would.
This was not my fault, okay? I was a VIP host, all right? And I was allowed to do these things. No, you weren't. And you're going to spend
I was a VIP host. I was allowed.
That's what he says.
To embezzle
He's
millions.
An influencer.
Yeah, you know.
Like how not to do it.
I was allowed. But bizarre.
I was just dipping into the petty cash.
I
Come on,
you,
Judge.
You sue me. We're suing everybody.
What's amazing is that, like, he got away with this for four years.
Yeah.
Like. Somebody, like the controller of the team, nobody even noticed we're missing $22 million.
Yeah.
That's what's wild.
That is, man. That's they're swimming in money over there.
There's trouble going down there. There's NFL News of the Day.
Thank you, Woolchuck. We got a C-note, Dalvin Cook update. Plus, we're going to talk stars with you here.
Stars.
As the hockey season is right around the corner, and we're back with that here in the G-Bag.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. This segment of the G-Bag Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com on the internet. And we're brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. Carsforkids.org, man. You got Broadus's Krusty's Corner coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. And you'll be wise to tune in if you're a football fan. The former Cowboy scout and NFL executive will stand and deliver once again. Okay. We do have a Dalvin Cook update. He said he's fresh and remaining patient. It says it's part of the situation I'm in right now, but for me it's about getting better and getting ready, and I know we're going to be in a situation where we're playing some meaningful games. I know how this league works. It's a long season. Just be ready. Of course, he's talking about injuries. And that's a reality. You know, I don't think he's rooting for injuries. He's rooting for wins and everybody to be happy and healthy. But he knows the opportunity might just present itself. I mean, the average running back can only play 13, 14 games a year because they are inevitable. But I don't know about his confidence in meaningful games. You know, he says we're going to be playing in some. I hope so. You know, I think the Steelers game is mandatory because Lions, Niners after that. Going to be tough sledding, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for that, Dalvin, that by the time he does make his Cowboy debut, these games are meaningful. I was listening to Mickey earlier, Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com. He was on with the KMC Masterpiece, and, you know, he was making some good points here. It makes sense to not use up Dalvin Cook's elevations. When you do move on, he said it would likely include releasing another one of those running backs, you know, so when you make this move, it's likely a goodbye to somebody. I don't think they want to say goodbye to either of those three gentlemen right now. So it definitely makes sense that you would wait for an injury where you could IR the dude and it's just cleaner and nicer.
Sure.
But he also pointed out that teams have been adding running backs. Like the Chiefs needed one, they get Kareem Hunt. You know, that's telling, you know. And there's the film of what happened not only last year with the Jets, but also the Ravens, where they used him for one playoff game. He got 3 yards in an attempt. He didn't play the next game. Dalvin Cook didn't. So, you know, I think what the Cowboys are doing here is looking at this and saying, Dalvin Cook's not going to make our running game any better. We have to disrupt things in order to put him in here that we don't want to do. And there's tremendous amount of benefit in just being patient and waiting for the situation to resolve itself. Cook said, the guys that have been here, they haven't even been getting the reps and touches they deserve. We just got to get them into a rhythm as a team and as an offense and get some more reps, more plays out there. So he's doing the right thing, being a pro, saying the right thing in public, even though he's probably anxious to get a shot.
Yeah, I think deep down inside, he's probably wondering what the hell he's doing there. You know, if, you know, he's, you can talk about the guys not getting shots and stuff like that or opportunities, but, you know, he's probably thinking, well, if I could get any shot that I could prove to them that I need to be on the 53. Me personally, I'm not asking you to get rid of Vaughn or Dowdle, you know, or Hunter Lipke or any of those guys. Ezekiel Elliott can't help you.
He played 10 snaps against the Giants.
Can't help you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's nepotism.
To me, I would rather see what I had in Dalvin Cook. You know, maybe it is for if he shows up like he did when the Ravens in that game, you know, and he didn't get many opportunities and the Jets were awful. But if that's the guy, then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what player personnel is. It's evaluation. You have a guy there. If nothing's wrong, I mean, I'm hearing he's healthy and ready to go. I'm not hearing like, oh, he doesn't know the plays and this, that. And
Jimmy would churn it.
You gotta look at opportunities here. Okay, we'll see. You know, give him a chance. And if it doesn't work, there's no harm to that. You move on.
Yeah.
You know, who's the guy you feel like you can move on from?
Zeke. Yeah.
You know, so nobody's going to, you know, but the thing about it is that, you know, there's like this Zeke is, we all know this. He's
likable. Everybody there loves him. Yeah. He did some great things for this team and they feel loyal to that more than doing whatever it takes to win and make the roster better. And that's what this organization is about, telling themselves comforting lies. You know, like, oh, no, our running game isn't bad. We just haven't had the chance to do it because we haven't played from ahead. BS, you had the chance against Cleveland and you didn't run it because you knew running it would get you 2 yards and a punt in about a minute and a half. So you're like, let's throw it more. Like, I like what the 972 here. He says, here's my take, guys. With all these injuries, this is Dak's time to prove why he is the highest paid quarterback. That's your best chance, throwing a lot on early downs. Even when you run and it's blocked up well.
Well, that's what they did the last 4 minutes of the Giants game.
Yeah, and it worked well.
They had a lot of success. They threw on first down. They got it to second and three or four, and then they ran.
Stay ahead of the chains.
They wasn't run, pass. It was pass, you know, make it manageable, get, you know, 6-7 yards, and then run the ball the next play.
It was the opposite of what you had been doing, which was now we need Dak to bail us out on third and long.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna hope that they're going to lead with the pass here on the early downs and continue to have as much success as they had against the Giants, although, you know, not many teams are going to cooperate like the Giants will. We go to the morning news. One area of focus for each returning Dallas Stars player this season. The season will begin 9 days from today.
It's awesome.
Look at that, October 10th.
Hadn't lost a preseason game yet, have we?
I don't think so.
No, they're undefeated. They're 5-0.
Yeah,
Logan Stankoven's been crushing it.
Yeah,
and this is awesome, you know, because I just feel like the Stars are totally capable of getting this thing done. Obviously, you got to get some breaks and stay healthy and all that. Maybe make a trade deadline acquisition. We got our Jamie Benn. What's the big question around him?
Trying to trade Jamie Benn?
No,
I think he's a free agent after this year. It's probably his last chance.
Yeah, that's it.
You're just going to a story is what you're doing. Made it sound like you were trying to, you're talking about trades.
Let's talk to Jamie Benn.
Leah for the morning news here, the Stars writer.
I can't say that last name either. I avoid it. I think it's Greek.
Asimakopoulos? Yeah, I think so.
Asimakopoulos.
Akopoulos. Okay, so my bad, Leah.
Booker tomorrow.
It's a beautiful last name, yeah. Okay? And I'm very uncultured, especially when it comes to
Isatola.
Greek names. Yes, but Jamie Benn, last chance here. We got to get it done. Hopefully he can, you know, stay young, be the team leader, be the team tough guy, everything you know about him. Dodonov, health is key for him. Suffered one of the longest-term injuries the Stars had all season. Lower body fracture.
Yeah.
Kept him out of lineup for 9 weeks. Maintained his half-point-per-game average from the year before and proved to be an important depth piece. Dodonov's played for DeBoer on 3 different teams, and the Stars head coach trusts him and will count on him for forward depth as long as he is healthy. You love that Dodonov, Wolchuk. I know
you're a big fan of Dodonov. I mean, losing him was tough. I mean, he's a two-way player. That dude will add some physicality, but his goal scoring, I think, was missed at times last year.
I mean, you look at this roster, and we talk about these guys. It's just so impressive the kind of roster that Jim's put together. Matt Duchene, they're looking for a year-two jump. recent history of players making noticeable jumps in their second years with the squad. Pavelski, Marchment, Wyatt Johnston, just a few to see noticeable improvements in their second season. Impressive first year, scored 25 goals, 40 assists for Duchesne. Isn't much room for improvement, but with his same line mates, he should be set for further success. That was a big-time pickup last year.
He was awesome.
Thomas Harley, prioritizing defense, the offensibility as a defenseman has never been called into question, but he was kept in the AHL for an extra year to develop his defense. That area of his game took significant steps forward last season, but as he is expected to be paired with Ilya this year, it could be easy for Harley to stray from those goals. The Stars will need him to equally prioritize offense and defense this year and continue to produce now with a $4 million bucks to his name. That's been the big issue, you know, is you want to play an aggressive style, but how do you balance that with not getting so opened up in transition? The counterattack goals were brutal, especially in the postseason.
And the turnovers at times. I'm a big Thomas Harley fan. I think he is one of their better up-and-coming young players, but he's got to figure out, one, he needs to be more physical in the postseason. I think that's a huge thing for this entire team. Did they get more physical? I think that cost them at times against a lot of teams. They were never going to be a team that went into a series and led in terms of hits.
Yeah.
And to me, Thomas Harley's a guy that needs to take a step in that direction, too.
Yeah, you know,
he's a big body.
I wonder about that in today's game. Like, how important is physicality?
It's important in the postseason.
It still is.
Well, the one thing that Dallas was actually really, really good at last year, I mean, among other things, I mean, it was a heck of a run. Yeah. They killed penalties, and they were good on penalties when they got the man advantage. And so now you've kind of moved on from some players there. And I think that's what's, you know, when you Radek Foxa was one of those guys that when they were on the kill, he was,
well, they were really good at winning faceoffs.
And they traded him away. I mean, so they've got some guys that's the question. Can they continue to kill and can they be productive winning? Because they put a lot of teams in bad spots when they got onto the power play.
And it's really what flipped the series against Edmonton. They were great in terms of penalty kill, and as soon as the Oilers figured that out, they couldn't stop them.
Then they were junk.
817 requesting Leah on the show so we can know how her name is supposed to be said.
That would be cool.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
On it.
Yeah. 817, Zeke's a gosh darn legend around here, and y'all drug him through the mud like he's a Jag. I did the same to Witten.
Playing like a Jag right now.
It's really dragging the front office through the mud. You know, the players are collateral damage. But Miro's next up here on the list. Playing on his dominant side, the left-handed defenseman.
I knew we were going to get this name.
Played on the right side for most of his career, and while he's still been elite in doing so, Heiskanen may get the chance to show what he can do on his dominant side through camp. He's been paired alongside Matt Dumba and excelled in preseason games. Heiskanen's game could reach new heights as a result. That's exciting, Leah.
Leah Asimakopoulos.
Asimakopoulos.
According to the Hockey Hawk.
Thank you, Mr. Spittle.
Thank
Boss
you.
Man. No.
Shout out to Leah.
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yes, Papa.
Papadopoulos.
No, there you go, yes. On that was Webster, right?
Yep, yep.
A little baklava.
Yeah.
What a show. But Spittle runs one of the best Stars podcasts out there.
Yes, sure does.
So you should check it out. Rupe Hintz. Taking scoring to a new level. Wyatt Johnston producing as a known star. It's incredible. I mean, sure, Rangers and Mavs have really done a nice job with their roster, but you look at the blend of young players, prime players, and veterans on this team. Lindell, leadership. Lundqvist, consistency. Marchment, drawing rather than committing penalties. Yeah, no doubt. Robertson, you're looking for a quick start. Tyler Seguin, health. Stankoven, reliable goal scoring. Sam Steele, elite penalty killing. Jake Ottinger, resiliency. Okay, you can read the rest of Leah's great work here on the morning news. She posted it this morning, and salute to her for the content. Okay, we're coming back, G-Bag Nation, with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'll fill you in on the player that they just signed, and then I also got some really good questions for my guys that they'll answer. We'll do that next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we have some Cowboys Twitter, top tweets going viral about America's team and funny audio of them trying to answer questions. Okay. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, the king himself, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Lucius, is that the Killers?
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside. I love it when Lucius does stuff like that.
I love this song.
Mr. Brightside.
Coming
here.
Out of my cage, and I'm feeling just fine.
I was thinking about, they had a tour. The Killers were in, they happened to be in London. Hello. And it was during the World Cup, it was not the World Cup, the Euros.
Okay,
and when England was playing, and they didn't go on stage until they were waiting
until the match was over.
Well, yeah, they were on stage, and then they were showing it like the actual, the penalty kicks, and then England won, and then they went into Mr. Brightside.
That's awesome.
Is what they did.
That's really
like the
cool.
Balloons and all that stuff like that. So, you think how many people you think? Real quick, do you think that athletes want to be performers more or performers want to be athletes more?
I think performers would want to be athletes more.
I think NBA people
definitely
want to be performers. They want to be artists so bad. They love rappers.
Yeah. How many try to have their own rap hustle?
Yeah. All of them.
Like Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
Because I always wonder, because you see kind of, athletes get starstruck with performers, and then the performers are like super like starstruck of the athletes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I always wondered.
Like Post Malone's probably like, man, it'd be pretty dope to play for the Cowboys.
I thought that was hilarious. He kept calling Christy Scales ma'am.
That was great.
He was supposed to.
He was like
Southern hospitality right there. That man's from Grand Prairie.
Yeah, she was like,
he had his boots on, his blue jeans, and everything.
He was raised going on the right and on way. And. And he goes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. At least two yes, ma'ams per answer. Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. I really did. Like, you know, his dad worked for the club and stuff like that. So he probably knew damn good well who Christy Scales was.
Yeah. I think if you were like an average successful musician, right, then you would rather be the athlete. Because you're going to make a lot of money as an athlete. As a successful musician, you might be touring and like trying to make your six figures a year and you know, keep things going.
Yep.
But if you could be like Post Malone height, you know, where you've just printed money, then you're going to be able to make millions and millions of dollars every year for the rest of your life. That might be the ideal choice there.
Do you think Drake would give it all up to be on the Lakers
or
something like that?
Right.
Especially
now.
Right about now.
It's a good timing for it.
Well, I'm just saying, as a guy who's out there as always being in the middle of...
He wants to be a hooper. He has those hooping tournaments at his house where they play like they have like real trophies and rings. They have an audience. announcers and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's his own rim. I don't know. I don't know if they play
he
him hard.
It for himself.
So he's got his own gym?
He's got everything going on. It's like a real NBA game, except it's at his house.
They have like a horn, like,
they have everything.
You come in. That's bad. You're like waiting at the scorer's table to get in.
Yeah, they have everything, bro.
All right. Cool.
And another thing, too.
Go ahead.
Guitar guys.
Yeah.
If you're up there playing a guitar on stage,
They're
just like baseball players.
Okay.
Hootie and the Blowfish stuff. Yeah. Like those guys are always at baseball games.
Well, like Darius Rucker, right?
Yeah.
Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish. Huge Miami Dolphins fan. Like he sure is. He loves the Miami Dolphins.
Sure.
Matter
is.
Of fact, one of his songs he sings, The Dolphins Make Him Cry. Hmm. It's one of his songs.
Yeah, I mean,
when Dolphins Cry.
When Dolphins Cry.
Wagon Wheel Dolphins Cry. No, so, no, I'm just combining two songs.
No, I do think there's a lot of musicians, though, that maybe aren't sports people. You know, they're artsy types.
Yeah. I just always wondered if the athlete wanted to be the performer more than the performer wanted to be the athlete.
The other thing with a performer, though, is you're like small, you know? You could be 6'5", 220, you know, as an athlete.
Got it. Physically tiny.
Physically?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You're typically not big, you know, you can't kick any ass, you know, chicks only like you because of your musical talent. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather have the physicality on top of that and the money myself.
All right.
You know,
appreciate your help on that.
All right.
KJ Henry.
Facts, right?
KJ.
Yes. KJ
facts.
Henry.
Facts, right? Facts. Facts. Right.
Facts. Facts. What up? Facts. KJ Henry, if you missed it earlier, where have you been? KJ Henry, the Cowboys. We talked about this guy yesterday.
We did. Clemson Zone.
I want to thank the Gang of Seven for giving me some names. You know, I said, hey, I go, guys, I need some edges. Need to look at some edges. Give me some practice squads. I'm thinking about trying to take a guy off a practice squad. And so, they gave me these names, and KJ Henry from the Cincinnati Bengals was one of these guys. Now, Henry was drafted by the Commanders. So Jeff Zagina, the coach, the Cowboys defensive line coach, has a history of this guy from last year.
I feel like the Cowboys do that a lot.
Yeah. Maybe so it's one of these, well, who should we go get? You know, you get a name of some guys.
I know this guy.
Yeah, I know some.
Should we talk to our scouting department?
Yeah.
No. Which one of you guys had an end that might be available right now? He's been texting you for an opportunity.
I shouldn't even have brought that up.
Let's take care of your friends.
I knew Dawson was good. Dawson saw the opening. He looked like Henry running the ball. Know? Like he saw the opening, and it's like, I'm going to go 87 yards here, and nobody's going to stop me.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stop me. But he was a fifth-round pick by the Commanders.
Do you have any friends that could use millions of dollars? Because seriously, we have a roster spot here. A clown show. Sorry.
Don't do that.
Too much Bassick.
Yeah. That was too much Bassick.
The
right amount of Bassick. Yeah. He was on the Bengals practice squad. That's where they got him. This guy has length as a player, as an edge. I watched this guy through all the preseason. I like the way this guy does play off these blocks because of the length that he has. So he can play some edge. He's really pretty decent as a run defender. But he also plays as a stand-up guy at times, so you could probably play him a little bit on the outside as a linebacker if you want. But he plays hand down, stand up both. But he's a long guy, rangy guy. He does a good job of playing the read option too. There were a couple times where sometimes you get influenced by the quarterback, you get influenced by the ball carrier. There was some times in the summer where he was able to kind of show balance, maintain discipline, and then attack the quarterback two different times where I was like, okay, this guy's not going to get fooled playing that way. It's like he's played this before. But he's good with the inside moves on the pass rush. He can close down from the backside. I like the way he squeezed the hole, like taking the blocker down inside and then trying to kind of compress that hole so the ball would spill to the outside. He's got the good movement from the backside. He can gain some ground with this first step. You see him get up the field. He can find his way to the corner, but to capture that corner is a little bit of a problem for him. To just get around that corner is a little bit of an issue for him. He can get there, but he just doesn't have that burst or able to lower that shoulder to get around the corner. And I thought he needed to be a little bit more consistent of trying to do that if you want to look at something that he might need some work on. I was impressed with the way he controlled blockers and the way he was able to extend on them. And I think he's a guy that can provide some depth. I was just thinking of guys that when you start to look at, okay, do you have to play with Wheat and maybe, with Golston? I know Golston is going to be a starter now. This guy, he kind of fits into that mode right now. So if you were thinking about maybe they were going to go get Muhammad, we talked about that yesterday, going out and getting a guy off a practice squad that's ready. He's been practicing. He has experience, and they have some familiarity with him. That's why they did what they did. So, KJ Henry, you're a new edge for the Dallas Cowboys.
Go, Hank.
Go, Hank. All right. I got some questions for my boys here.
Let's do it.
I know I got a few minutes, so I'll try and get these questions. Wooly Bully, I'll start with you.
Okay.
If you could ask Jerry Jones or Mike McCarthy one question and get an in-depth, honest answer, what would that question be?
I would ask Jerry why he absolutely refuses to acknowledge that his hand as general manager of the football team has resulted in 3 decades of a lack of a championship.
So your question would be, why do you continue on as the general manager?
Would you ever fire yourself? And if so, why not?
So you're going to get an honest answer.
Yeah, I'd love to hear honestly.
Why?
What's going on here? Other than I'm the owner, I don't want to work for anybody else. This is my football team. It's like, okay, that's cool, but you can still be the owner and just acknowledge I can have somebody else be the GM. You can still be the final say guy if you want to.
Yeah.
So you would ask him why are you still
is it really just stubbornness? I mean, is some of this stuff that we hear from the outside like what's the truth here? I'd love to just get a real and honest.
No, that's what
answer.
I'm saying. You're going to get a real honest absolutely. Answer. And that's the question.
Because to me, the crux of all of this, like there's one person that's still standing in 28, 29, 30 years of futility, and it's that. And that's
he likes to say publicly that it's an advantage because you don't have to have two people. There's not a GM and an owner to sell. It's, you know, much more streamlined like this. But I think, you know, the real answer in it,
you can ask McCarthy or Jerry a question. McCarthy or Jerry, either one here. Yeah.
I think, you know, the real answer to that question would be just people, they crave a feeling of importance. And whether they can enunciate that or not, or are aware of that or not, that's why Jerry, you know, does what he does. He likes the celebrity and the feeling that it gives him of being the man. For my question, it would be like, why won't you acknowledge that the salary cap strategy has shifted so massively and you guys are 15 years behind in how to build, a Super Bowl champion? Because I actually think you could leave him in charge. The personnel is flowing. If you just changed them with their salary cap approach, I absolutely think they could win a Super Bowl with Dak.
So the question you would ask him is, why do you continue this salary cap approach?
Yeah.
Okay. And you get an honest answer. Okay. That's good enough. I like that. All right. Dawson.
Yes, sir.
Other than Prescott, you need this offensive player to be huge the next 2 weeks. Other than Prescott, you need this offensive player to be huge the next 2 weeks. That's Pittsburgh and Detroit.
Let me go with your guy, Hunter Lipke.
Okay.
Give me some chunk plays and be good in the running game. Maybe Dowdle or Lipke.
I think CeeDee Lamb goes without saying, so I'm going to go with Tyler Guyton.
Yeah.
I think Tyler Guyton's going to have a couple of tough matchups here. If they want to move TJ Watt around in the next week with Aiden Hutchinson for the Lions, I mean, those are players that certainly can exploit you. So I think, you know, Tyler Guyton, we saw at times the offense got bogged down because he was getting beat. You need that left tackle to stand up for you.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, to me, that I'm looking at both offensive tackles right now.
Yeah.
Because of what you're going to do with Pittsburgh and what you're going to do with Detroit, I just think those are going to be probably two spots. How much help can you really give Guyton? They didn't give him any help really at all. He had 90% one-on-one blocking. I think they're going to have to help him in this football game, but at what cost? Yeah. You know, is it going to cost you Hunter Lipke or somebody off the
Ferguson
edge?
Ferguson, right.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, that's it for my time. Appreciate
Thank you, sir.
It,
Krusty's you. Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. On that note, is anybody getting a kick out of watching these guys try to answer simple questions about their football team? Cowboys Twitter coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.